You might remember last week, Roo, we talked all about the Burnside Council situation knocking back a skating park.
Which, yeah, for the second time.
Will affect your kids because they're right into their skateboard.
They're not happy at all.
Hey, on the line now, joining us from the Burnside Council Committee for shutting things down, basically, we've got Sandra Worthington-Smythe-Jones. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning, Christopher and Mark Ricciuto. Now, let me just correct you there. It's actually Sondra.
Sorry, Sondra. Sondra, yes. Sorry.
And you pronounced my name right, the proper Italian way, Sondra.
Oh, Ricciuto, yes. Mm. Well, you know, I actually did spend 3 years in Milan, so, you'd love it. Fashion Week is to die for.
Mm. Hey, now, you're here to explain why the proposed skate park in Burnside was actually shut down last week. What's the story?
Quite frankly, I don't want that roof raft around our leafy green streets. Mm. It's very simple. We'll, you know, be pulling in drug addicts, delinquents, gangs of public school children. You know, they're drawn to skate parks like flies to a turd. Mm. just wouldn't be safe in my Rolex, and my Jeep would probably get scratched, you know. It's just very simple.
Hey, my family are keen on the skate park, and, you know, they're not roof raft.
Well, I beg to differ, Mr. Ricciuto. I've seen your scalawag children terrorising the streets of Burnside on their little scooters and skateboards. Perhaps your family would be more comfortable somewhere else, like, I don't know, Port Augusta.
Oh,
jeez, Sandra.
Now, look, it's disappointing the skate park's getting shut down. What other things are there for kids to do in Burnside?
Well, there's so many fun little things. You know, we have a hedge fund investment course for kids coming up.
Yes.
Or if the little kiddies want something more exciting, if you can believe it, it's Jane Austen Week next week at the library.
Oh, who's Jane Austen?
Yeah, exactly. That's exciting.
I'm sure the kids will love that. What sort of projects do the Burnside Council approve then?
Well, currently in the works, we have the equestrian jumping park, the helipad, the polo field, the wine bar, the yacht club. Oh, hang on. My nanny Svetlana's calling. I needed to pick up Bentley.
You're driving a Bentley, are you?
No. Bentley's the name of our Pomeranian.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Picking him up from the doggy therapist.
The dog therapist.
Well, you're joking. Been terribly anxious since my husband Nathaniel has been back at work.
You took your dog to the therapist?
Yes. Well, he's on more Xanax than me, the cheeky little mutt. Would you believe? Now, where were we? What were we talking about?
Well, we're talking about shutting down the skate park, you and your Burnside council mates.
Right, yes. So I was at the Beach House on the weekend.
Oh, let me guess, robe?
No, we're changing the seasonal furniture and robe.
Oh, right. So not robe, where are we talking? Port Elliot, maybe
Noosa?
Maybe Noosa, yeah.
No, you're right, no. We have to extend the wine cellar in Noosa. So it was just one of our three-story little shacks at Port Elliot. Anyway.
Oh, it was Port Elliot, right, eh? Okay.
We stopped for a bite to eat at the Port Elliot Bakery and went past the skate park. Mm. Oh, my God. God, the ripped jeans, disheveled hair. You know, as far as the eye could see, not a boat shoe, not a popped collar, not a blazer inside. So I tell you now, there's just no way any teenagers will be popping any backslide heel flips or nose blunt sliders or 50-50 grind.
Yeah, all right, we get it.
Sounds like you know a little bit about skateboarding. Thanks, Sandra. We get it. No chance of a skate park in Burnside. Okay.
No, there's more chance of the Crows getting their headquarters in North Adelaide. The skate park proposal is dead, just like that tree in Burnside Village. Arrivederci, Mr. Ricciuto.
Yes, good morning, Sandra. No. Thanks for joining us from the Burnside Council
Committee. What's her surname?
Worthington-Smythe.
Smythe.